First of all, I would like to put the word of appreciate better. And the second word is thank you very much for all of your intention to practice. This one is not easy to find. I like to say that this place, even I came this place only one time, this is the first time I came, I'm very happy. Not because all of you are nice to me only, you really have the good intention to practice. These things is very difficult to find. Even though how far I have to travel, how difficult to get a visa to come here. It's not easy to get a visa to come here. Especially for Thai people. And I have gone through many difficulties. I come here, I'm happy, you know. Once I see all of you really pay attention to practice. This thing is not easy to find. Many places somebody have the intention to only to maybe show people that I'm coming to practice, but not really practice, okay? I'm not judging about that, but I'm talking about every one of you here. Which I have, when I go back to Thailand, I'll report every one of you to my headmaster of what, how you all practice. That's the reason why I borrow the video camera from Jonathan to shoot all of you, and then when I show to our headmaster, can see, oh, this lady, how she practiced or whatever, you know, and what coming out, something like that. Or how much they hate me during the talk. They don't like me, you know, but maybe I push them too much, something like that. Anybody hate me? Raise up the hand. Nobody. Anyway, you have gone through a very long, long way walking. I don't know how many miles you walk already. Sitting, don't know how many hours already you've been sitting. And this shows the five faculties you have, as I already explained to you. First, you have your confidence in yourself. Second, you have energy, but you put a little bit more effort so you can go. Mindfulness, you know what you're doing. You know. Concentration, you concentrate whatever you do. Wisdom comes up. So you are doing the right thing. You're practicing the right path. These five things came up. If any one of these drop, you fail. You cannot do anything at all. Okay? So it proved to me that all of you have really learned of what we have taught you. Now I would like to explain from the very beginning until the end of the practice. Actually, it's inside the book already, but maybe it gives you a little bit short explanation about it. Maybe you would be able to understand more. First of all, we would like you to see what is the difference between the body and the mind, which stay inside here. Okay? For example, right goes start, right foot move, left foot move, but the mind knows. Okay? Rising also, falling also. Once it come out, and the mind knows that it's coming out. Also, I might give you the example of you pinch a dead body. Because the dead body have no mind, that's why you die. Thai people, we have one word. If a person die, we call khat jai. It means the mind is torn off. So it mean no mind. Okay? It means no mind. You cannot move, you cannot talk, you cannot do anything. This is only the body. Once a meditator can realize what you have inside here, they can understand the world better. They can understand other people better. They can see that also. Other people also, the body and the mind. Exactly the same thing like us. There's no difference at all. You feel pain, I also feel pain. You can think, I also can think. You can talk, I also can talk. You can walk, I also can walk. Okay. But maybe the language is different, but understanding also same thing. So that's not different. We all can practice. Everywhere we go, we teach in the other country, they can use their local language to do the acknowledgement or to do anything, just the same thing. Same thing like I say, moving the hand like this, in Thai, another word, in other languages also other words, Spanish another word, but the meaning is to move the hand, same thing. Body and the mind is very important for meditator because this is the first stage of knowledge. If once you don't know what you have inside, you might fall onto wrong attachment. Okay? You know, oh, this is the body, this is the mind. You walk, the body walks, the mind knows. You pinch yourself. Because of the pinching, your mind feels the pain from the pinching. Not from the body feels the pain, no. The mind feels the pain. If you said that the body have the pain, what happened? You chop this part off, and then you pinch this part over there. Would that tell you you have pain? No. Right? So here, inside here, we have the body and mind. Seeing, the eye sees, but the mind knows what kind of picture you see. Through the contact of the eyes and the picture. You understand that? Hearing also, the ear receives the sound, the contact of the sound, and the mind knows what kind of the sound. This is for example. So, six senses are very important for meditator. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, feeling, thinking. That's why we acknowledge and then we let it go, and then more things will come in. We don't follow any one of them. You can learn more from there. If you follow one door, the other five doors you close right away. You cannot go. You attach to one door. You get the point? Body and mind, you move no matter what you do. Once you're in the present moment at all time, or your movement synchronized with the acknowledgement, that is the one can lead you to the higher stage of knowledge. Being mindful at the present moment, acknowledge present moment, do you know what you are doing right now? Create the comprehension at all times, okay? This one also, very good one for you. Exactly like I told you, three more and three less. Can you remember? Eat less, sleep less, talk less, right? And three more, more effort, more mindful, more comprehension, right? So now you understand better or not? At the very beginning, then maybe you don't understand. This fellow may be crazy. He asked me to eat less and sleep less and talk less. You understand now? The talking might be some kind of distract or might be some kind of obstruction of your practice. Keep talking too much. I think some of you experience already. Sleep less also is good because you don't you have more time to practice, and then you can learn to overcome some kind of laziness, you know, some kind of sloth, torpor. Eat less. Eat enough, then you can learn that in future I only eat to live, not live to eat. So three more effort, more mindful, more comprehension. This one building up a lot of things for you. You can have more patience, you have more effort, you have more, you know, many, many things. When you do something in future, you can easily overcome all those things and finish the project. Sometimes when you reach some stage of knowledge, you only smell the stage of knowledge. You didn't even start working. You give up already. You want to withdraw. You don't, I don't want this one. It's not correct. You train to overcome all those things. By being mindful at the present moment. Very important, this one. Okay, second important. First, knowing that here only body and the mind. Second, you know that you need more effort, more mindful, more concentration, whatever, to overcome all kinds of things in future. Now we come to second stage of knowledge, is to knowing or seeing the cause and effect. Rising is the cause, ending of the rising is the effect. Walk, right goes, that is the cause. Right goes is the cause, putting down is the effect. Just like you were born, is a cause, sitting here is the effect. You understand that? You were born as the little baby, is the cause. You were born as a cause. Little baby is effect. Little girl is a cause. And then become teenagers, right? Cause and effect, cause and effect. Now you are adult. And now you are here. To be born is a cause. To be here is the effect. You understand or not? Okay? So it keep on changing all the time. Cause and effect all the time. Okay? Here is the cause, ending of the rising, the effect. Going down is the cause, end of falling is the effect. Okay? Pinching is the cause, pain is the effect. Okay? Looking is the cause, angry is the effect. You know? Or pleasant is the effect. So, we in this world, everything we have cause and effect. Sunrise also a cause, sunset is the effect. We have all the time. Here also, cause is growing longer, you know, and effect is because you are older. Everything they have cause and effect in this world. We can see from there. So sometimes you can learn from moving is right goes dust. Sometimes you leap up already and you didn't put down yet. Which means that you are waiting for the foot to put down. The mind go first, the foot come, the movement come later. This is future. Okay? Sometimes you rising come first, then you know later. Experience with you? The movement go first, the mind knows later. The body is the cause, knowing that it's moved later is the effort. Everything we have cause and effect. Angry is the cause, punching is the effect. Sometimes you go first, you are not mindful. So we have to be mindful at all times so we don't do things wrong, okay? We learn to see the cause and effect. You can understand yourself better and also you can understand other people better. Why he is angry? There must be a cause. Third, you feel something like you don't want to see it so much. Maybe you feel uneasy of the body, maybe you don't like it, you know. Maybe you have to fight with an uncomfortable, you know, sitting position, or maybe walking, you don't like it, you have pain at the back, you don't like it. But you can see some of them, and sometimes the pain comes stronger, sometimes the arthritis disappears, sometimes it stays somewhere. It won't be just permanent. And it won't just disappear and never come back. And you can see, you might see color, lights, pictures, images. We don't want you to follow because of what? You can make use of all these things to do something, which is not the practice that we are going to do. You can collect as a mind power, okay? And you can do many things from there. We call the power of the concentration. For example, sometimes you sit and then your body feel light, sometimes feel heavy, sometimes air moving around, you know? Sometimes you sit, you go like this, and then you go like this, and then you enjoy it. Also, you might fall into fake happiness. If you follow at all times, you might stuck. You get stuck. You cannot go anywhere. Every time you practice, you stuck here. You cannot go up. We have 16 stages of knowledge to go. This is only number 3. And how about the other 13? You cannot go. You'll be there. gets done. So we acknowledge and let it go, acknowledge and let it go. Some of them, they can collect the powers to use some kind of energy, okay? For healing or for other purposes, we can do that. It's not difficult, but we don't do it because we are going up to look for wisdom. This is power. This one is power. How about look for wisdom is better. Wisdom, you can see things more, you can understand things more, you can have a purity of mind more. Okay. Number four, you can see the arising and ceasing of the body and the mind. Sometimes you see, you just jerk right away. Sometimes you're thinking about something, you acknowledge thinking, it ceases already. Maybe you're hearing something come, maybe the pain come. Arising and ceasing, things changing at all times, which you don't want it. Okay. Sometimes rising long, falling short or something. It shows the impermanent suffering and non-self, which you don't like. I want a permanent one. I want a good one here. I don't want to be changed. This is good enough for me. Yeah. But it shows you non-self. You cannot control whatever you want. Sometimes you want to walk straight, but it's impossible. You can't even put down your foot properly. Everybody do go through impermanent. Sometimes, so I have some question. Can you tell me that every morning you wake up you feel good? No. Can you tell me every morning you wake up you feel sad? Can you tell me every morning you wake up you feel neutral? Impossible. You're changing at all times. So for us to realize that everything in this world is impermanent and cannot be controlled. So some meditators, they try their best to sit very straight like this and got a lot of pain because trying to control. We don't. We just relax in this position. At the very beginning we sit straight. If you go down, let it go. If you go too low, you cannot breathe properly. You acknowledge rising. Okay. If you go backwards, you almost fall down. You acknowledge rising. Flexible at all times. This is the way we're practicing. So we can call it the middle path. Not too serious, not too loose. But we know all the time what is happening. So it means we are in the present moment. Once you see the impermanent suffering in oneself already, then you realize something. You can let go more of the attachment of self. Maybe something like, oh, this is my body, you know. I attach a lot to my body. Not to understand that this is only a body and a mind. It's different. My body and only the body is different. Then you understand a little bit from there. Starting to understand a little bit more. Next one is the one that you totally see the ceasing side. Cease, totally see, totally stop. And sometimes broken. For example, you sit like this, maybe you sit on a cloud, maybe your hand disappear, maybe you're feeling so pain. This stage of knowledge is quite painful. Quite painful. But it shows that after you acknowledge it, maybe the pain goes away very fast, and then you come back again. You cease from this, and then you come back again. Sometimes you acknowledge it, and it goes away, and then you come back. Sometimes become less pain, sometimes become more pain, stronger pain. It should show you the three characteristics again, you know, about the impermanent again. But more on the ceasing side, this means everybody can die anytime. This moment we also can die. That next moment also we can die. We don't know. One thing that I would like to give you advice is to be mindful at all times. If we have to die, we can go to a better place. This is for sure. I have some experience about that, but sorry, I cannot tell you. Okay? But try to be mindful at all times. I can say that you can go to a better place. being mindful at the present moment because your mind is pure. You have no defilement. Do you understand defilement? Greed, anger, delusion, we call defilement. There's no mix with the defilement. The mind so pure, you acknowledge present moment at all time. If you cease from this body, it means stop from this body, automatically your mind will go to the better place. Better body, better place. This one can confirm. Not only me, many, many of our teachers, some of the experienced teachers also said that. I heard from them also. My teacher also said that too. And according to my experience, also something like that. So try to be mindful at the present moment. Next one is the one that you might be afraid of something. We call fearfulness. Sometimes you are afraid without any reason, but sometimes with reason. With reason is mean with cause and without cause. Sometimes for no reason you just jump out like this. I think you experience in your practice. You maybe hear a little bit of sound only if you're scared. For my experience in the temple, I have to ask the meditator to come out from under the bed. If he went under the bed, so I have to then come out. He did not acknowledge, he followed the fearfulness, so he went under the bed. And then I said, why? He said, maybe the roof falling down. Be afraid. It's not a reason, not a good reason at all, but it trained us to be more tough. Just in case you drive a car and something happened right away, you are caught, your mindfulness is in this present moment at all times. You train a lot, you know, this retreat. You are not afraid, because why? The present moment is here. Supposing fearfulness is here, present moment is here, it's on top. And it goes for a little bit ahead of the fearfulness. You train yourself like this, you see by yourself. This is only explanation to you. Sometimes, for example, sometimes you see the red light, you step the brake, slowly step the brake from here, not almost reach the red light, and then you step all the way down. It's different, you know. You know that it's going to happen. You have to stop, you slowly step. Or somebody just run over you, you can step the brake, but not all the way down. Your consciousness is very good, okay? So you can learn to overcome fearfulness. Fearfulness from where? From seeing. You see the things move passing by, the fearfulness come after. But the consciousness or mindfulness is to see something. You know right away what you are seeing now. So seeing is the cause. Fearfulness is the effort. So once your mindfulness know that you are seeing a car running across you, you slowly step the brake right away. You can step it on time. Once you step very hard, then maybe the car turns. So very good to have this fearfulness to come out, then you can understand something from there, and you can learn something from there. The next one is the one that you see the disgusting part of the body. And maybe some meditators see skeleton, maybe see inside part of the body, maybe see some kind of accident, or maybe see people dying. Then on the meditation practice, you want to walk maybe 5-10 minutes, you cannot walk already, you cannot move your body. Normally you thought my body is very good, but by that moment, why I can't walk? I want to do this, cannot. I want to do that, cannot. I want to sit, acknowledge rising, falling, also cannot. Maybe first touching point and then I don't know what to do. I cannot go anymore. This one shows the negative side of the body. Some of them, they got diarrhea. It's cleaning out something. Some feel like to throw off. Some walk like a drunk person and not feeling fresh at all. Supposing you have the some have a former sick, injured of the knee, and you thought that oh, it's already cured. But once you reach this stage of knowledge, maybe you have stronger pain. And after stronger pain, it totally ceases. And after that, you have less and less pain. And something like a, you can clean up more sickness on that area. Yeah. And you realize that, oh, this is the best side of the body. You can see, you know, also you can clean out the old kind of sickness. Also, you can see the negative side of the body. You see the this disgusting part of the body. You see the if somebody have done wrong to you, he received the punishment like this. Or I should not do bad things to other people. You realize on this stage of knowledge, many of them. So too many things in the negative side, you feel bad, you know. Actually, it's very good. So sometimes you report to me, I said, very good condition. And you said, I'm not crazy, I'm fighting with so many things, and it's a good condition. You know? This is the one, you know. This stage of knowledge starting to show more negative side of the meditator. Okay? The next one, you feel boring. I don't want to do anything, I feel bored. Normally, people say, oh, boring, but now, you know what is boring already, because you experience yourself. Normally you never experience boring your business, not by business, but now you face it. And you're feeling something like trapped. Maybe I'm doing the wrong practice. What? Maybe Tanat had no experience to teach me, that's why I'm trapped like this. What kind of man like him? I never know him. How can he teach me really? Or maybe I practiced the wrong path. Yeah. Or maybe this technique is not suitable for me. Or I cannot practice this technique. You have a lot of doubt. And maybe not happy about what you're doing. Planning to run away. Only planning. Or to stop meditating. Only planning. How to tell Tanakh, how to tell Jonathan, or how to tell Offer. I have to tell something. Think about a way how to tell. And the next one is more stronger. This is only boring. This one is more anger. The eye is so big. If somebody disturbs him, then big trouble happens, for sure. And then you walk here, not happy. I want to walk there. Walk there, not happy. Maybe over there. You know? Sit here, come on, itchy again. I want to run, touching point. A lot of strong itchiness coming. Okay? And thinking about the past, feel sad about it, feel angry about it. And no matter what you do, not good at all. Not good. And then a lot of anger come up. No matter who you see, you don't like it at all. No matter who they are. Reporting time also, don't want to talk too much. Okay, go out right away. We understand, okay? So, from the yana that you're feeling disgust, feeling the bad side of the body, feeling boring, and you want to run away. These three stages of knowledge, you're training a lot of effort, you're training a lot of patience, you're training a lot of confidence. The five faculties come out very strong for you to overcome these three stages of knowledge. Once you can overcome already in future, no matter where you go, what you do, no problem. I can eat this kind of food, I can stay here, I can face all kinds of weather, you know. I can do this, do that, without less problem. Sometimes you're at home, you spoil, right? You spoil by yourself, maybe you spoil by the one who look up to you, maybe your husband or somebody like that. or your wife, you know. But now you're training yourself to be more tough on body and mind. These three stages, you feel very bad and you don't like me, you don't want to see me. Because instead of you give me less hour practice, you give me more, 40 minutes, not enough, 50 minutes, and 1 hour. Come on, I'm fighting with all this terrible condition away. You give me some more. This is the one, you see. I push you to overcome it. I have to push. I know that you don't like me, but I have to push. Otherwise you fail. You drop. Drop. Drop, and this one will overcome above you. So you are under it. If once you are practicing and you higher above them, you can overcome it. This one, go away. So in future, if you happen to teach somebody like this, try to help them go through all these stages. Don't let them run away from you. Okay? It's very good experience for them, and they train themselves to be more stronger. The next one is the one you feel that, oh, maybe I'm not progressing, I'm going backwards, but you don't give up easily. This last one, you want to run away. This one, you still fight, no problem. Even you have strong pain, maybe at the back, maybe at the chest, cannot breathe properly, maybe you feel like you carry a big rock on your head, like it's so heavy like that, you cannot breathe properly. You still fight with it. I don't care, I'll fight. Go ahead, practice some more. You feel like you're coming down, falling down, you still, also you're going up, going down, going up, something that refilter, make the water cleaner, cleaner, cleaner all the time. And then you come to peace and calm already. Peace and calm. And then we start determination for you. So first step, determination. Maybe you walk like a kachis. Huh? You know kachis? Like me? Kachis. Yeah? And then walk like this.
You feel like kachis.
And maybe
dunks.
Maybe, huh?
Dunks.
Yeah. And then you have a lot of pain. And then you want to sit still, cannot sit. Sit properly, cannot sit. Sometimes got diarrhea, sometimes vomiting. This one, you can see the impermanent suffering oneself in the highest level, very high one. Okay? When you make a wish that made the phenomena of the three characteristics appear to me within this 24 hours, and it appears. So determination or making a wish, it's very important for meditators. Since now on, try to train your mouth. It means train your speech. Whatever is necessary, then you talk. Okay? Don't just anyhow promise people and don't do. In future, when you make a wish of something, it never come true. Maybe come 20%, 30%. But if once you train yourself to say and do whatever you say, above 80% will come. We call the perfection of speech. The perfection of speech, very important. And in future, you say something, people respect you too. You don't have to say a lot. Just like somebody who talks the whole day, but the meaning only like this. It's better than you talk few words, but the meaning like this. What is better? So once you make a wish, may the phenomena of the three characteristics, impermanent suffering, non-self, appear to me within this 24 hours, and it did appear. Sometimes you walk and then you cannot move your body anymore. Sometimes you sit, you want the rising, falling, sitting, you cannot. Maybe you just almost fall asleep, even though you try not to sleep. But you fall asleep, by the way, it means you cannot control non-self, it appears. Impermanence, right now, I can sit very well like this, but how come I sit, I went down like this and I couldn't come up? They show you like diarrhea also, cleaning out. Some they go many, many times to toilet, but they still can walk. But if you don't practice meditation, if you got maybe few times of diarrhea, maybe you have to lie down on the bed already. You have no energy to continue already. That one is the condition of practice to clean up something, show you something. Okay? Second day of determination. When you make a wish of may the arising and ceasing appear to you as often as possible. You are cutting off the defilement, greed, anger, delusion. Okay, cutting off. And the last day one is the one that you cut off. Boom, you go like this. Okay, cutting, boom like this. Cutting off, coming up. Once you realize, oh, what happened to me? That is the one that you drop down. Now everybody drop. Okay. So today, we still have time here. I would like to have, I will give you the schedule to practice all of us. After this, after the talk, we practice together 30 minutes, but in the day, afternoon, you can practice some more. Evening, especially before you go to bed, and tomorrow, after you wake up, it's very important for these two things to go on. Train yourself in another stage of knowledge. Don't let yourself drop too low. You go home from now, you drop a lot already. And maybe you go home, you have no time to practice anymore. And difficult to pick up again. So you can learn from here, you drop down, you learn how to pick it up, you drop down again, you pick it up again. And then you go home. There's no problem. You learn some more after you finish the determination. So anyway, I will fix up the time for you to practice more, and then I'm willing to answer all your questions. Right now we have another hour to go. I'll answer your question for 30 minutes first, and tomorrow if you have any question about the practice, we can fix the time again and we can talk and answer again after you read all those books that we give you. Now it's from talking, explanation about practice. That one from reading again. And then you practice, so you're perfect about three things. Okay? So don't just go home right away, it's not advisable. Somebody asked me from the first minute, I said, oh, congratulations about your practice. I want to go home. Can I go home? And I better say, how about I go first? But I didn't say, You know, every one of you, don't doubt that you did not finish the course. Don't doubt at all. I can say by my word. I check every one of you perfectly before sending you into the determination period. During the time you are on the determination, and check every stage of knowledge you are in. You don't doubt your practice, okay? You don't know. You have no experience in the teaching, in the condition of meditator. I'm not saying I'm the excellent man, but I'm my duty is to teach you. And I can say that you don't doubt, that's it. It means I guarantee your practice. Once you fall into doubt, your practice first never progress. Second, you are fighting with yourself all the time. And then in this circle, what for? You come here to practice to get out of the circle, not to be inside the circle. You understand? So if you have any question, tomorrow we also can talk again. Okay? No problem. Now talking, and then okay, I'll answer your question for 30 minutes, and we sit 30 minutes, and we go to eat. After that, huh? It's okay. After that, we we can practice. You can take a break for a while, and then maybe you practice yourself anywhere you like to practice. But 1 hour, 1 hour, okay? Anywhere you like. And especially tonight before you sleep, one round, and the next day morning another round. Okay.
1 hour, 1 hour.
Yeah. And now, who got the first question?
Me.
Yeah. I'm waiting, yeah. I know. Yeah.
You stay for 2 days and you practice morning and evening?
Yeah. And can you speak louder so other people can?
And in the middle?
In the middle, you can do things with mindfully. If you wish to practice more, it's better for you.
If
you want to talk,
so
I like
practice.
You to talk, you know.
No, but you can practice.
It's up to you, but I like you to talk because I want you to drop.
Oh, okay.
Talking is drop down, okay? Then you pick up from practice again.
Oh, okay.
You understand
I
that?
Understand
yeah.
What
so you can talk maybe 1 hour, then you go practice again. You
so
see,
it's
oh.
For the practice. Talking for the
okay.
practice, not talking for the
from the fact,
okay.
Not from talking.
Okay.
Do it right away now. You know? Go ahead, talk. I like you to see you talk.
Okay.
And then I like you to see you practice also. Okay. Okay, next question about the practice or anything you may ask now. Yes.
Can you say something about the difference between the brain and the mind?
Pardon?
The difference between the brain and the
yes.
mind.
Brain is the object. Mind is the only knowing, only consciousness. Brain is the object, is the material, is the body, okay? So it's the difference is there. The brain receive the brain thinking something, but the mind knows, the consciousness knows. Okay, the ear receive the sound, the contact of the sound, but the mind, the consciousness knows. Here in our body, here we have five aggregates. First is body. Second is feeling. Third is mind. Memory, sorry. Third is memory. Fourth is judging. You doubt, you judge about this and that, you know. Not doubt, judging, okay? And then this one, consciousness. These four are mine. This is body. For example, I look at you, now I know who are you. What is your name? Do I want to see you or not? Yeah? Are you a good person to me or not? If I want to see you, no matter how far, I'll call you. But if I'm very close to you, if I don't want to see you, I turn around right away. How fast the mind? Very, very fast. Right? You listen to some song, right away you go back to the past. This song got some memory in the past with somebody, or how nice or how sad, you know. Right away it appears. Five aggregates appear right away. Body, feeling, memory, okay? Judging, and then consciousness. These four are mind, this one is body. Right away it appears. Okay. So Thai people, sometimes we joke to each other, you have five aggregates and you want to carry another five aggregates, it's too heavy. This is heavy enough already, you know? Yes.
Yeah.
Consciousness means you know what's happening now. Memory, you can go back to the past.
You know what it is because it's connected to my memory, and otherwise I don't know what it is.
Pardon?
I say that I know what it is because it's connected to my memory.
Oh, yes.
I know who you are because
yes.
it's connected to my memory, because when I first saw you and I didn't know your name and you were not connected to my memory,
it happened.
So I think that the memory, the conscious, going or not,
it happened
crazy.
The same time, almost the same time, very, very fast, very, very fast. Now, I show you something. Yeah, let me see. This is one time of the sound, okay? I make it this way better, clearer. This one time of the sound, but the mind arising and ceasing 17 times of this. 17 times of this, very, very fast. You see, yeah, you think about home, you think about home right away. You don't have to drive a car there. Boom, right away home. Computer is slower than the mind. You're thinking about somebody right away. You're wanting to stand up, you boom, right away you go. Very fast. Many, many things very fast. It takes you to study about the mind, 7 years to study only the mind. But I study some, but I would rather study practice. Mind is from the book, everybody can read. Practice better, they can see more.
Connect,
just
make,
made it.
Yeah.
You are this one. You see something, you remember right away, okay? Remember right away, which means you go back to the past of the memory, okay? But the first one it appears is you can remember first, and then go back to the old memory, and then you come up, yeah. And then your consciousness, you know that it happened like that. All these things happen very, very fast. Connected, very, very fast. For example, you hear the sound, the song.
Cannot be conscious without the past.
Right. For example, I know that now. In the past he doing good thing or bad thing to me. You know, this is the memory of the past.
You can consider
that this is the present one also can. Okay? But it's from the seeing and then knowing that I'm seeing this person and this one they come out, old memory come out. It's very fast. It doesn't mean you go back to the past, but you know that he's a good person or a bad person. But reflect, if you talk like this, can reflect to the past that how many years ago he had done good things or bad things, you know?